This is the Sakar Merli of the 12th of April, 2024. Essence. Sweet children, the Father loves all of the children, but those who instantly take the Father's advice are pulled to the Father. Virtuous children draw the Father's love. Question. What contract has the Father taken? Answer. Only the one Father has taken the contract to make everyone into a beautiful flower and take them back home. There is no other contractor in the whole world like the Father. He alone comes to grant everyone salvation. The Father cannot stay without doing service. So you children also have to give the proof of your service. You mustn't ignore what you have heard. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father says to you spiritual children, children, sit here considering yourselves to be souls. Only the one Father says this. No human beings can explain to others how they consider themselves to be souls. Only after 5,000 years does the Father come and teach you this. Only you children know this. No one knows that this is the most auspicious confluence age. You children should remember that you are at the most auspicious confluence age. This too is man above. The Father says, remember me, because you now have to return home. Your 84 births are now ending. You now have to become Satrapritan and return home. Some don't remember Baba at all. The Father knows each one's efforts very well. In this too, there are some who are here and others who are outside. Baba knows that, although I see the children sitting here, I remember the sweet serviceable children. I look at them and think, what type of flower is this one? And what virtues does he have? Some are such that they don't have any virtues at all. What would Baba do on seeing such children? The Father is the magnet, a pure soul, and so he would definitely have that pull. However, Baba knows what is inside. The Father shows you his whole chart, and so you children should also show it. Father tells you, I have come here to make you into the masters of the world. It then depends on the effort each one of you makes. One should know about the effort each one is making. Baba writes, write down everyone's occupation and send that to Baba. Or get them to write it and send it to Baba. Those who are alert and sensible Brahmin teachers should get everyone to write down what business they do and how much their income is. The Father tells you everything about himself and also gives you the knowledge of the beginning, middle and end of the world. He knows each one's stage. There is a variety of flowers. Baba then showed various types of physical flowers. Look, this is such a royal flower. It has such fragrance. And when it blooms, it will have first-class beauty. You too will become worthy like Lakshmi and Narayan. So the Father continues to look at everyone. It isn't that he gives everyone a searchlight. Each of you draws Baba to yourself according to what you are like. How could those who don't have any virtues draw anything from Baba? Such ones will go there and claim a status worth a few pennies. Baba sees the virtues of each one of you and also gives you love. His eyes become moist with that love. These serviceable children are doing so much service. They cannot rest without doing service. Some don't even know how to do service. They don't even sit in yoga. They don't imbibe any knowledge. Baba feels, what status will they claim? No one can be hidden. The children who have good intellects and look after a centre should send their charts. Baba would then understand to what extent each one is an effort maker. Baba is the ocean of knowledge. He gives knowledge to you children. How much effort each one makes and how virtuous he becomes is quickly known. Baba loves everyone. There is a song about this. There is love for your flowers and also for your thorns. It is number wise. So you should have so much love for the Father that you instantly do what Baba tells you to do. Then Baba would also understand that you love him. He would feel that pull. The Father has such attraction that you completely cling to him. However, there won't be that pull until the rust is removed. I look at each one. Baba wants serviceable children. The Father comes here to do service. He makes impure ones pure. You know this, but the people of the world don't. There are very few of you now. Unless you have yoga, there won't be that pull. Very few of you make that effort. You become trapped in one thing or another. This is not a spiritual gathering where you just continue to say true, true to everything you hear. Only the one Gita is the jewel of all scriptures. Raja Yoga is mentioned in the Gita alone. Only the Father is the master of the world. I continue to tell you children that your impact will spread through this Gita, but there has to be that strength too. There has to be very good strength of the power of yoga, and you are very weak in this. There is now little time left. If you become sweet, others will also be sweet to you. If you love me, I will also love you. This love is of souls. Stay in the remembrance of the one Baba. Only by having this remembrance will your sins be absolved. Some don't remember Baba at all. The Father explains, there is no question of devotion here. This is Baba's chariot, and Shiv Baba teaches you through him. Shiv Baba doesn't ask you to wash his feet and drink that water. Baba doesn't even allow you to touch his feet. This is a study. What would happen by your touching his feet? The Father is the one who grants salvation to everyone. Only a handful out of multi-millions understand this aspect. Only those who came in the previous cycle will be able to understand this. The Father, the innocent Lord, comes and gives knowledge to the innocent mothers and uplifts them. Baba takes you up very high, up into liberation and liberation in life. The Father simply says, renounce the vices. There is upheaval because of this. The Father says, each of you has to examine yourself. What defects do I have? Businessmen look at their accounts every day to see their profit and loss. You too should keep an account of how long you remembered the extremely beloved Baba who makes you into the masters of the world. If you see that you have been remembering him for very little time, you would be ashamed of yourself. Did I not remember such a Baba? Our Baba is the most wonderful of all. In the whole world, too, heaven is the most wonderful. Those people say that heaven lasts for hundreds of thousands of years, whereas you say that the cycle is 5,000 years. There is the difference of day and night. Baba surrenders himself to those who are very old devotees. They have performed a lot of devotion. Baba used to take up the Gita in this birth, and he also used to keep a picture of Narayan. He liberated Lakshmi from being a maid, and so he had so much happiness. Just as you will shed your bodies and take others in the golden age, in the same way, Baba too had the happiness that he will go and become a beautiful prince. He also continues to inspire you to make effort. How can you become this just like that? If you remember Baba very well, you will claim the inheritance of heaven. Some do not study at all, nor do they imbibe divine virtues. They don't even keep an account. Only those who are to become elevated will constantly keep their chart. Otherwise, they simply show off. They stop writing their chart after 15 to 20 days. Here, all the examinations, etc., are incognito. The father knows the qualifications of each one. If you instantly obey the father's orders, you would be called obedient and one who follows all orders. Baba says, children, you now have to do a lot of service. So many very good children divorce the father and go away. That one never divorces anyone. According to the drama, that one has come to take a huge contract. I am the biggest contractor of all. I will make everyone beautiful and take them back home. You children know that it is only the one contractor who makes impure ones pure. He is now sitting in front of you. Some have so much faith, whereas others don't have any faith at all. Today they are here and tomorrow they would go away because their behaviour is such. Their consciences would definitely bite them inside. What am I doing for Baba while living with Baba? If you don't do any service, what would you receive? To make chapatis and cook vegetables, you also used to do that before. What have you done that is new? You have to give proof of your service. I showed the path to so many. This drama is created in a wonderful way. You see in a practical way whatever happens. In the scriptures, they have written about the divine activities of Sri Krishna, but they are in fact the divine activities of the One Father. He alone grants everyone salvation. No one else can have activities like that one. You should have good activities. However, to abduct someone is not really an activity worth remembering. Only the One Father grants everyone salvation. He comes every cycle and establishes heaven. It is not a question of hundreds of thousands of years. So, you children should renounce your dirty habits. What status will you claim otherwise? The beloved would fall in love on seeing your virtues. he would fall in love with those who do his service. But what use are those who don't do any service? These matters have to be understood very clearly. The father explains, "You are greatly fortunate. No one else is as fortunate as you. Although you will go to heaven, you should make your reward high. Otherwise, your position will be lowered." This is a matter of cycle after cycle. You should not be happy with whatever you receive. You have to make very good efforts. You also have to give the evidence of your service as to how many you have made similar to yourselves. Where are your subjects? The father and teacher inspire all of you to make effort, but it has to be in your fortune. The greatest blessing is that the father leaves his home of peace and comes here to the impure world and enters an impure body. Otherwise, who would give you the knowledge of the creator and the creation? It doesn't enter anyone's intellect that the kingdom of Rama is in the golden age and the kingdom of Ravan is in the iron age. There was just the one kingdom in the kingdom of Rama, whereas there are innumerable kingdoms in the kingdom of Ravan. This is why you ask, are you residents of hell or residents of heaven? However, people do not understand where they are. This is a forest of thorns, whereas that is a garden of flowers. So you now have to follow the mother, father, and the specially beloved children, because only then will you become elevated. The father explains a great deal, but only those who are to understand will understand. Some hear this and then churn the ocean of knowledge very well. Others simply ignore whatever they heard. It is written everywhere, "Are you remembering Shiv Baba?" You would then definitely remember your inheritance too. If you have divine virtues, you will become deities. If you have anger or devilish defects, you won't be able to claim a high status. There are no evil spirits there. Ravan himself doesn't exist there, so how could the evil spirits of Ravan go there? Body consciousness, lust, anger, greed, etc. are great evil spirits, and there is only one way to remove them: remembrance of Baba. It is only by your having remembrance of Baba that all the evil spirits will run away. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Now we have a night class. Many children want to do the service of making others similar to themselves and create their subjects. Just as their older brothers do service, they want to do the same. There are more mothers. The urn has been placed on the mothers, but this is a family path. Both are needed. Baba asks you how many children you have. He sees whether you answer correctly or not. I have 5 children of my own, and another is Shiv Baba. Some say this just for the sake of saying it. Some truly make him their child. Those who make him their heir will be threaded in the rosary of victory. Those who truly make him their heir will also become heirs themselves. The Lord is pleased with an honest heart, but all others simply say this for the sake of saying it. At this time, only the Parlochic Father gives the inheritance to everyone. This is why you have to remember that one from whom you receive the inheritance for 21 births. Your intellects know that not all of these children are going to stay here. The Father sees the stage of all of you as to whether you have truly made him your heir or whether you have thought about doing this and understood the meaning of making Baba your heir. Many don't understand this and are unable to make Baba their heir because they are influenced by Maya. At this time, you are either influenced by God or by Maya. Those who are influenced by God will make him their heir. There is a rosary of 8 and also 108. The 8 must definitely be working wonders. They must truly have made Baba their heir. Although they make him their heir, they also claim their inheritance. Those who have made such an elevated heir would also be performing acts which are just as elevated. You shouldn't perform any sinful act. All the vices are sinful acts. To forget the Father and remember someone else is also a sinful act. The Father means the Father. The Father says through this mouth, "Constantly remember me alone." You have received this direction. Therefore, you should remember him fully. This requires a lot of effort. If you were to remember the One Father, Maya would not harass you so much. However, Maya is also very powerful. You understand that Maya makes you perform sinful acts. She even makes big Maharatis fall to the floor. Day by day, the number of centres will continue to expand. Gita Pashalas and museums will continue to open. Human beings of the whole world will accept what the Father says, and also what Brahma says. Brahma alone is Prajapita Brahma, the Father of the people. Souls would not be called people. Who creates the human world? The name Prajapita Brahma is mentioned. This one is corporeal and the other one is incorporeal. That one is eternal. This one would also be called eternal. The names of both of them are the highest. That one is the spiritual father, and this one is Prajapita, the father of the people. Both of them sit here and teach you. They are the highest beings. You children should become so intoxicated. You should have so much happiness. However, Maya doesn't allow you to remain happy or intoxicated. If such students continued to churn the ocean of knowledge, they could do service and they could remain happy. But perhaps that will still take time. Only when you reach your Karmateet stage can you remain happy. Acha. Spiritual Bapdada says love, remembrance and good night to the spiritual children. lessons for Dana. 1. Check your chart every night. How long did I remember extremely sweet Baba throughout the whole day? Do not keep your chart just to show off, but make incognito effort. 2. Churn the ocean of knowledge that the Father gives you and give the evidence of your service. Do not ignore what you have heard. Check if there are any devilish traits in you, and if there are, remove them. Blessing. May you be a true Rajarishi and remain free from attachment to this tasteless world with your attitude of disinterest. A Rajarishi means one with unlimited disinterest while having a kingdom, and not to have the slightest attachment to bodies or the old world of bodies, because you know that this old world is a tasteless world and has no essence in it. You have found the elevated world of Brahmins in this tasteless world. Therefore, you have unlimited disinterest in that world. That is, there isn't the slightest attachment. When there isn't any attachment or subservience to anyone, you would then be called a Rajarishi or a Tapasvi. Slogan. Yukti-yuk words are those that are sweet and filled with good wishes. Om Shanti.